Yeah, and I think that's what love is. Like, that is the type of things that are.
Who am I that I would push back?
Every March since 1987, Congress and the United States presidents have designated March as Women's History Month. This year, the Crude Life celebrates and honors their accomplishments once again, along with their contributions in history with interviews, stories that center around women's experiences in oil and gas and industry. The Crude Life supports women in industry since day one and will continue to months after this as well. The Crude Life believes women are vital in energy today more than ever. From a female's point of view to intuition to specific skill sets, women are vital in energy. Today's women in industry are not only modern day leaders, but are truly defining history as well. Everyone here at The Crude Life is grateful for all your contributions to industry, to your communities, and to our planet. Today we celebrate Rebecca Wheeler with Revolution Resources. Rebecca Wheeler with Revolution Resources. Tell me about Revolution Resources.
So Revolution was established in 2015, and we have been around to sort of become a company that just takes over existing resources and turns them around and makes them into more of a positive situation. We recently acquired Jones Energy and have been able to kind of transform that company into a more profitable company, and we're just looking forward to continuing to transform other companies in the future.
Can I ask how you're transforming them without getting into your business plan and divulging any company secrets? But is there any certain areas or, I guess, directions?
Yes, so we're really focused on the Mid-Continent. That's our main play. And our engineers and our direction is really, I would say more technology is really something that we're really good friends with. And we are very advanced. We have a lot of records of holding the fastest drilled wells and the fastest completed wells in Oklahoma. And that's been something that we have been able to really hold as a record and continue in the future. So I think that'll be something that we can look forward to.
Okay. Tell me about this event, because you're kind of involved with the planning.
I am. Okay. So this event today is a benefit for the Teen Recovery Solutions, which is a great program that is in 37 different high schools and is across the United States. And they raise money to put together resources for teens who are struggling with addiction and put together different packages that teens can go to any kind of treatment centers that they may need to go to for drug or alcohol addiction. And it's just a really great resource. And one of our C-suite level employees is involved with their board. And that was why we chose that organization. And we've got over 32 teams here today. And it's been absolutely beautiful weather. And everything's really safe as far as coronavirus, which makes us feel really happy. And we're just so excited to have this event.
100 plus golfers too.
Yes.
Good turnout.
Great turnout.
That's good to see, because obviously with COVID, and people forget before COVID happens, oil and gas had its own problems.
Totally.
So it's great to see things are coming back. It's the activities happening, you know, the Permian, of course, 100 plus rigs. Wyoming went down to rig count zero there for a while, for a week. North Dakota has been shifting some state money to help that oil economy out there. So it seems everybody's doing what they can in order to make it work. I was joking that it seemed that energy companies were figuring out how to turn $1 into $5 or even $10 in some cases. So how is the business going? You mentioned you're acquiring companies and transforming them, but how is internally kind of your core doing and that sort of thing? Are they accepting the change? And because either you got to kind of either expand or contract. So
yeah, so I've worked at several different companies before Revolution, and we are a really small and lean company, and we anticipate staying that way for the future. Just because of this environment and because of where we're at, I don't see us necessarily expanding in this current economy, but it is something that we do want to do if we can. There are so many talented people out there looking for jobs, and it's something that we are always keeping our eyes open for, and we have a really, really talented team in place right now. So it's something that has been really hard because we are swamped with work currently, but we can't, you know, we can't necessarily outgrow our current pace. So it's just something we have to just keep our eye on.
Mid-Atlantic region now, of course, people listening, they think of basketball and there's certain areas and states involved with that. There is an actual Mid-Atlantic region according to the United States maps. The Bakken kind of changed the Rocky Mountain region a little bit. People all of a sudden stopped calling North Dakota the Rocky Mountain region unless you got out of North Dakota, and then it was the Rocky Mountain region. So what is the Mid-Atlantic region to you guys, I guess, when it comes to your different shale plays?
Right now, our shale play is mostly the mid-continent and here in Oklahoma, and we are just focused on Oklahoma and Texas, so we're not really looking anywhere outside of that. So right now, as far as I'm aware, that's really our focus.
Did you say mid-continent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I said Mid-Atlantic.
Okay, we're not focused at all.
I thought you said Mid-Atlantic earlier, because
right.
I'm like, I'm not familiar with the Mid-Atlantic
shale
play.
Yeah, we are just focused on the mid-continent.
I'm glad I clarified that, because either I heard it wrong or we said it wrong. So,
yes,
okay.
Mid-con.
And there's enough to keep you busy then.
Totally.
That's good news because, you know this, a lot of the different shale plays, they're so connected together. And so if a company can find some very good success in one play as a base or even just to keep things for as long as they see fit, that's a good problem to have.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So.
Yes. And we definitely have a lot of work ahead of us and a lot of work to keep us busy right now. So it's something that we are every day just coming in and getting our work done, working long days, long hours, and excited to have the work.
So I do want to ask you one question before you go, and it has to do with the oil and gas and community and culture. A question I like to ask people is, how does oil and gas build community and culture in your mind? And of course, when we're at an event like this, that's an example. What the oil and gas community is doing to put their resources together in order to give back in the community in so many different ways, whether, like, I emcee the Bakken Barbecue, which goes to Make-A-Wish, so children can have wishes granted, that sort of thing. So talk to me a little bit about either things that you're involved in or how you see that the oil and gas industry helps build community and culture.
Absolutely. In Oklahoma City and in Oklahoma in general, oil and gas is one of the main resources for community and community service and giving in general. As far as nonprofits go, it is one of the main givebacks. I've been in the industry for 12 years, and I'm so proud to say that it is something that community and giving back and events like this is something that I will always want to be a part of, no matter if it's as a corporate donor or it's just an individual who works in the oil and gas community. Without resources and oil and gas, I don't know that Oklahoma City would be where it is. And Oklahoma in general relies so heavily on our partners in oil and gas and the community we built here. It's so great to have events like this to not only just build that community culture within each other, because so many of us have been apart because of working from home with coronavirus or just not being able to interact, but also to give back to your community and to be able to contribute to such a great organization like the Teen Recovery Solutions. It's just a really great way to give back, get together, and have a great day in this beautiful weather. A week ago, it was a horrible ice storm, and we didn't have power in the community. We would have had that power without oil and gas. So it's something that we can just look back, enjoy our weather, enjoy our industry, and enjoy each other's company while giving back to a great organization as well.
Excellent answer. Thank you very much. What I love about it is how it enables a community opportunity.
Yes.
It offers them opportunity. And I like to bring up Tulsa as an example, which is a great artist community, really.
Yes.
There's a lot of art there, and they could have went different directions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every community has the opportunity, depending on their localization, of what their culture brings, and Tulsa really gravitated towards an artsy type of community.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's fun because, you know, you got Oklahoma and Enid and Tulsa, Oklahoma City. There's three different communities right there, and they're all within a stone's throw from each other.
Yes.
Really, in the grand scheme of things. So let's get your company a plug one more time. Well, first of all, kind of the elevator pitch, the quick, you know, 60-second version of this event, so we can mention that one more time. Any sponsors you might want to mention, anybody like that, and then course, make sure you give, you know, Revolution Resources a plug too for all the information you've been giving us here.
Yes. So this event is our first annual golf event for Teen Recovery Solutions, and we are with Revolution Resources. We have so many amazing sponsors who have come to support us, including Crescent Resources and Antelope Oil and Gas, and so many other amazing sponsors that are here today. We have 18 holes, and every hole is sponsored, so I can't mention everyone here today in this short broadcast, but we are blessed to have the support of our backing of our community, and I'm so thankful to have everyone here, including Land Information Services, just everyone who has come out to support us here. Again, 32 teams, so it's no shortage of community that's behind us and behind our company, and we're really thankful to have this event today.
I heard either 125 or 128 golfers. They weren't sure because they said 125, but then somebody said that math is not right for a foursome.
Right.
So of course we need a recount.
Yes.
But I will mention we are in front of the Crescent Consulting hole because since they've been kind enough to bring me down here.
That's right.
I'll mention them.
Yes.
So, who's the title sponsor again?
It is Antelope Oil and Gas.
Okay, Antelope Oil and Gas. So thank you very much for taking on this type of title sponsorship, because really without the title sponsors, a lot of it just doesn't happen. It's just they need that big step to just keep going and moving it forward, and then it all falls into place after that. So look forward to this next year. And Revolution Resources, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can visit our website at revolutionresources.com, and you can always check out anything to do with us there and look for us there.
Thank you much.
Cause you remind me that you're running the show. You're running my show, man, is the type, man, why I'm sleeping alone. And losing my focus and what I love, and you want something they don't even notice. I just want you to know it's more than emotion. And I bet my pride that you are where my heart would rest at home in another life. But in the meantime, turning tidy, a fire so burning bright.
Gentlemen, let's give it up for Elma Cook.